Let's get to CBK.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win.
For real.
Oh. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
Sorry about that. Kennedy, say good morning to Grace from Worcester.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Grace, you carpooling in with like a whole crew?
Just my friend Becky. Hi.
Hey, Becky.
Hey, Becky, with the good hair.
Grace, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, please leave.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Deuces.
Concise.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Grace, are you ready?
I am.
M. Night Shyamalan describes his new movie Trap as Silence of the Lambs meets a Taylor Swift concert. It's about a pop concert that's actually a sting operation by police to catch a serial killer. One of his most famous movies is about a boy who can speak to the dead. Name that movie.
The Sixth Sense.
Taylor Swift's Torture Poets Department has tied her albums 1989 and Fearless with 11 consecutive weeks at number one. Which of these is not a Taylor Swift album? Witness, Speak Now, or Reputation? Which one is not?
The first one.
Justin Bieber performed in Mumbai at some billionaire's pre-wedding celebration. Name this Justin Bieber song. Take a listen.
My mama don't like you and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on.
Name the song.
Love Yourself.
My mama don't like you and she likes everyone is such a good burn.
It is. The guy who won this year's Nathan's hot dog eating contest downed 58 dogs, which is well below most of the winning totals from which 16-time champion, who is banned from competing this year?
Joey Chestnut.
Milo Ventimiglia, turning 47 today, he played Jack Pearson on This Is Us. On the show, Jack passed away after saving his family from a house fire. What started the fire?
A crock pot.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
And how was your 4th of July weekend, Grace?
It was terrific. How was yours?
It was all right. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little tired.
Is that code for anything?
No, I'm just sleepy. I'm just tired. I wish it was code for something. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Grace? And with
and, Becky.
And a slight assist from Becky, they got 5 out of 5.
Come on.
It's true, they did.
That's how you start a week right
wow.
there.
Wow.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got. You get right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
M. Night Shyamalan describes his new movie Trap as Silence of the Lambs meets a Taylor Swift concert. It's about a pop concert that's actually a sting operation by police to catch a serial killer. One of his most famous movies is about a boy who can speak to the dead. What movie is this?
The Sixth Sense.
Taylor Swift's Torture Poets Department has tied her albums 1989 and Fearless with 11 consecutive weeks at number one. Which of these is not a Taylor Swift album? Witness, Speak Now, Reputation. Which one is not?
Witness.
Justin Bieber performed in Mumbai at some billionaire's pre-wedding celebration. Name this Bieber song. Take a listen.
My mama don't like you and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on.
Name the song.
Love Yourself.
The guy who won this year's Nathan's hot dog eating contest downed 58 dogs, which is well below most of the winning totals from which 16-time champion who was banned from competing this year?
Joey Chestnut.
Milo Ventimiglia turns 47 today. He played Jack Pearson on This Is Us. On the show, Jack passed away after saving his family from a house fire. What started the fire?
Crockpot.
Well, there goes the suspense.
Did I get the Bieber one right?
Question number one, you said The Sixth Sense. That is correct. Question number two, you said Witness. That is Katy Perry. That is correct. Question number three, you said Love Yourself. Yes, that is the correct answer. Question number four, Joey Chestnut was correct. And question number five, it was, in fact, a crock pot. Nice work by everybody.
Wow, well done, ladies. Well done.
5-5 is the final score. Now, with a tie, Kennedy gets the win. However, because it makes our boss, Sal, very angry when I give away his $100, we give you the money with a 5-5 tie. Congratulations, Whee! Grace and Becky.
Woo!
Yes, that is good stuff.
You probably need it after that holiday weekend.
Also, you want a pair of VIP Friends Section tickets to see this winter to see The Winter's Tale at Parkman Bandstand at Boston Common as a part of Shakespeare in the Common. So you enjoy those tickets too, okay?
Thank you.
Of course. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, you are a worthwhile competitor.
So we're Becky and Grace from Worcester, Mass, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy right now.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Shannon from Weymouth.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Yes. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. How are you feeling after the long 4th of July weekend?
Feeling good. Not really ready to go back to work.
Same girl.
Still got all your fingers?
Yeah. Still got all my fingers.
Then it's a win.
Dan, we should skip work today.
Yeah.
All right.
You, me, Shannon, Kennedy, let's go to the beach.
I'm already half skipping work today. I'm not giving it my all.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Margot Robbie and her husband, Tom Ackerley, are reportedly expecting their first child. Margot's 34 years old. Last year, she starred as Barbie in the Barbie movie. Who played the main Ken in the film?
Ryan Gosling.
24 years ago today, in 2000, J.K. Rowling released her book, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Name the 4 Hogwarts houses in Harry Potter.
Hufflepuff, Gryffindor, Slytherin, and Ravenclaw.
10 points to Gryffindor.
A scammer pretending to be Steve Perry recently stole $122,000 from a 75-year-old Journey fan. Finish the lyric to Journey's biggest hit.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train.
Going anywhere.
Question number four. 11 years ago today in 2013, Amber Rose married Wiz Khalifa. She filed for divorce a year later. Wiz Khalifa has a song with Charlie Puth. It spent 12 weeks at number one. Name the song.
See You Again.
Question number five. Norman Reedus says he could keep playing Daryl Dixon in the Walking Dead universe for several more years, saying as long as I keep reinventing it, it's fun. Norman starred in this Boston-based movie about two Irish Catholic brothers who become vigilantes and wipe out Boston's criminal underworld in the name of God. Name the movie.
Oh, no. Is it The Town?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What did you do over the 4th of July weekend, Shannon?
I spent a lot of time at the beach. We had a wedding. And we had some guests staying with us. So pretty jam-packed, but a lot of fun.
Pretty damn-packed, but a lot of fun.
Jam-packed.
Oh.
But it was also pretty damn-packed. Either one works.
Shannon got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Woo, well done.
These are tough. You ready?
I am.
Margot Robbie and her husband, Tom Ackerley, are reportedly expecting their first child, Margot, 34 years old. Last year, Margot starred as Barbie in the Barbie movie. who played the main Ken in the film?
Oh my God, why is his name escaping me?
That's all right. Take your time. We got all summer.
Ryan Gosling. Jeez.
Tied at one. Question number two. 24 years ago today in 2000, J.K. Rowling released her book, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Name all four Hogwarts houses.
Hufflepuff, Slytherin, Gryffindor. Hufflepuff.
How dare you?
We are revoking your Harry Potter card.
Hufflepuff, Gryffindor.
Please take down the Deathly Hallows sticker off the studio window. No, I'm kidding.
Ravenclaw. Jeez Louise.
Tied at two. A scammer pretending to be Steve Perry stole $122,000 from a 75-year-old Journey fan.
Steve Perry doesn't need your money. He's loaded. It's okay.
Finish the lyric to Journey's biggest hit. Take a listen, Kennedy.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train
going anywhere.
Tied at three. 11 years ago today in 2013, Amber Rose married Wiz Khalifa. She filed for divorce a year later. Wiz has a song with Charlie Puth. It's been 12 weeks at number one. Name the song.
Till I See You Again?
See You Again is the name of the song. 4-3 for Shannon. Question number five. Norman Reedus says he could keep playing Daryl Dixon in the Walking Dead universe for several more years, saying as long as I keep reinventing it, it is fun. Norman starred in this Boston-based movie about two Irish Catholic brothers becoming vigilantes and wipe out Boston's criminal underworld in the name of God. Name the film.
Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints is correct. Woo, squeaked that one out at the end.
Yeah. They just officially greenlit a third Boondock Saints.
I don't know if it's needed, but I'm going to watch it.
Certainly not needed after the second one, but I'll be there.
I didn't hate the second one. I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it.
All right, Kennedy gets the win. Shannon, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Shannon from Weymouth, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy right now.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Katie from Grafton.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
You too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Win the cash. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's gone to that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I am.
I understand you have the kids in the car taking them to camp?
I do, yes. One left.
All right. What are their names, all of them?
It was Lucas who left the car, and then I have Logan with me.
All right. How old is Logan?
He is soon to be 13.
What's up, Logan?
Hi.
What kind of camp are you going to?
Like a regular, just like summer camp, like day camp.
Archery, right? Please tell me there's archery.
No, probably.
I'm going to call your camp. I'll fix that for you later today. Here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. Question number one, Mark Ruffalo got some of the original Avengers together to record the first movie in Lakota, a Native American language that was once banned by the U.S. government. Which superhero does Ruffalo play in the Avengers?
He plays the Hulk.
We might be watching season two of Squid Game by December, according to new reports. In Squid Game, once all the contestants are chosen and grouped together, what is the first game they all play?
Sadly, I do not know.
Question number three. Kevin Bacon turned 66 today. He was one of the stars of Footloose. Who sings this song from the movie? Take a listen.
Now I gotta cut loose, put loose, kick off my Sunday shoes. Please, Louise, pull me up from my knees.
Who sings that song?
That'd be Kenny Loggins.
Justin Timberlake and Tiger Woods, two guys with DUIs, are opening a bar in Scotland. England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland, are technically part of one country. What is that country called?
Great Britain.
Question number five. John Cena announced his retirement from the WWE on Friday, and the next WrestleMania will be his last. In 2021, Cena co-hosted a game show where contestants compete in a giant obstacle course over a pole and try not to fall in the water. Name the show.
The Wipeout?
I love that show. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Dan, are we accepting answer number four? Is that where you...
I think it's...
I think so, too.
I think so.
I think there's two correct answers there. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Katie got 4 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
She has Lucas and Logan going to camp. Lucas is already out of the car. Logan is still here. And I just found out they don't have archery at his camp, Kennedy.
Hmm. That's okay. I'm sure they have other cool stuff.
What's the coolest thing you do at camp, Logan?
Play Gaga Ball.
I love Gaga Ball. Are you familiar with that, Kennedy?
Absolutely not.
You play it in an octagon, and it's...
Does Lady Gaga get involved?
No.
Then I'm out.
And you use a bouncing ball, and it's like you try and smash everybody, but it has to be below your knees.
Yeah, why are you getting so
it's like,
violent
these It's
days?
Like dodgeball, but a little bit safer.
Soft. Throw that ball at people's heads. What kind of camp is this?
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
I am.
Mark Ruffalo got some of the original Avengers together to record the first movie in Lakota, a Native American language. It was once banned by the U.S. government. Which superhero does Ruffalo play in the Avengers?
He plays the Hulk, and that's the coolest thing ever.
Tied at 1. We might be watching season 2 of Squid Game by December, according to new reports. In Squid Game, once all the contestants are chosen and grouped together, what is the first game they all play?
Red light, green light.
2-1. Kevin Bacon turning 66 today. He was the star of Footloose. Who sings this song from the movie?
Now I gotta cut loose, put loose. Kicked off my Sunday shoes. Please, Louise, pull me up from my knees.
Kenny Loggins.
Good guess. 3-2. Justin Timberlake and Tiger Woods, two guys with DUIs, are opening a bar in Scotland. That'd be a good name for the bar. Two guys with DUIs.
Has a ring to it. Flows.
England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland are technically part of one country. What is the country called?
England? Great Britain? I don't know.
I get it wrong every single time I talk about this. Just pick one answer.
Great Britain.
We'll accept Great Britain or the United Kingdom. 4-3, question number 5. John Cena announced his retirement from the WWE on Friday, Kennedy.
He certainly did.
The next WrestleMania will be his last. Now, in 2021, Cena co-hosted a game show where contestants compete in a giant obstacle course over a pole and try not to fall in the water. Name the show.
Wipeout?
That is the one, yes. They did like a primetime version.
Oh, all righty then.
Sorry, buddy.
Oh, are you apologizing for Logan?
Kennedy, you've ruined camp.
Yes, I did, because he knew the Squid Game question, and I didn't give him a chance to answer.
It's okay.
Sorry, buddy.
Oh, then you technically owe him $100, because I would have been all 5.
I do. You're right, Dan. Thank you.
You're welcome.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Katie, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. You should have just paused for a moment to let Logan save the day. But you're not leaving empty-handed. You got yourself 4 concert tickets to see Third Eye Blind and Yellow Card July 13th at the Xfinity Center. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. I hit the wrong button. Meant to do that one.
It'll be a good show, we promise.
Yes, it'll be a fantastic show. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Katie and Logan from Grafton, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Bye, Logan.
Bye.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.